All right, we're going to get started again here. If you're all ready, with cyber attacks, are your customers, outside counsel, and vendors doing enough to protect your information? And our presenter is JT Malatesta. JT has two decades of experience advising clients around the world across a wide range of cybersecurity and data privacy issues. He has extensive experience guiding clients through incident response, regulatory investigations, and class action litigation. And with that, I'll turn it over to you, JT. Thanks.
Thank you, Nicole. All right, so I tried to sit in a spot where everyone in the room could see me, catching a couple corners, but feel free throughout the day to interrupt me and ask questions. I know, I guess you have to formally stand up and use a mic, but raise your hand, ask a question, and I'm happy to answer it on the fly. I find it to be a little bit more engaging when there's more back and forth between the audience and myself, and I'm sure you guys have questions on this topic, so feel free to interrupt me as I go. I like to do these things pretty informally. Appreciate the opportunity to be here. It's apropos that I'm talking about cybersecurity on Fridays because that's typically when we get the most calls tied to security incidents, and this is one of those topics where you probably will find it interesting to discuss but never want to have a conversation about it in practice because obviously no one wants to have their company fall victim to a cybersecurity incident. And, you know, I've done a lot of these presentations. I've listened to a lot of these presentations. There's a tendency to go Chicken Little on these things. Obviously, cybersecurity threats are a real risk. We are dealing with them by the week. But I want to be pretty practical in today's commentary around cybersecurity risk management with an eye toward, you know, vendor oversight and how can, you know, lawyers manage that risk. And, you know, I represent companies on both sides of the aisle, meaning I represent a number of companies that outsource data to third parties, and I represent vendors who have sustained security incidents or need to manage, you know, data sets affiliated with thousands of customers. And so how do you, you know, navigate the risk allocation around cybersecurity risk itself? And so that's really the focal point of today's discussion. So this is the agenda on tap for today. I'm going to be jumping around. I'm a litigator by trade, and so I think it's helpful to set up the backdrop to third-party risk management by appreciating the downstream risk that these types of security incidents create. And there is no shortage of class action litigation, regulatory inquiries, regulatory enforcement around cybersecurity, specifically data privacy as well. And so that's really the downstream risk that you as an organization on whatever side you may be, you know, advising are trying to address. And so I think it appreciates a discussion around what does that look like first before you begin to discuss and talk about how do you then manage that risk proactively to. You probably can't eliminate the risk, but you want to obviously mitigate the risk as much as you can. So this is a quote that I've used for quite some time now, right? I mean, all companies outsource data to third parties. That's just the reality. And I often say you can outsource the responsibility, but you can't outsource the risk. And ultimately, the data owner is the one that's going to be held accountable for why was this data being stored in the way that it was, regardless of who is actually storing that information? And so, you know, I, as noted in my bio, have been a member of the Sedona Conference for, gosh, it's probably 8 years now. I actually authored a commentary on vendor risk management in 2016 for the very first compendium around data security and privacy liability. So this is not a net new topic. A lot of the controls that are still being announced in regulations are ones that we've been thinking about for years. They're becoming more formalized by regulators because they perceive it to be, you know, a important control. The reality is regulations are always going to lag reality. You know, there are things like, for example, and I'm getting a little bit about health ahead of myself in the deck, but, you know, HHS is announcing updated security rule requirements this year, some of which talk about incident response planning. Well, that's not a net new concept, right? Organizations that are cyber resilient and mature in this area should have had an incident response plan on the books for years.